T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Happy Friday, everybody. DGS and Camo X. Should I tell that story on the air? I can maybe tell it, right?
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to.
Might as well.
Just wasn't expecting it.
No one expects that. Think how I felt.
Well, you got to say something now.
So, it's medical,
it
right?
It is.
It's the medical moment. Years and years and years ago, I had something going on down there, and so I went into a urologist, and I didn't know him, but he was a referral from another buddy. Turns out he was a big fan, although he didn't lead with that, although it would have made this next segment easier to take. But so
would it have?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Really?
I don't know if it would.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But I'm standing there, as you do at a urologist, and, the pants around the old ankles, and he was sitting, on a little stool in front of me, and I was literally, it was just awkward, right? And I'm just trying to make small talk, and I said something like, so, vasectomies, how bad are those, huh? And not expecting to get a demonstration, next thing I know, he reaches up, and he grabs where that happens and pinches really hard, like a nun in third grade when you're in trouble. And he goes, it's about like that. And I'm just like, MF, like, damn, brother.
Dude, I was just making conversation.
Like, did you just give me one? Is that what just happened? Should we say why we were talking about vasectomies?
Oh, because Dave Klein, former producer Dave Klein of this show.
Yes.
Had his fourth child yesterday.
Yes.
Fourth boy, Jacob Morgan.
4 kids.
Oh, that's a great
two
name,
vasectomies.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Because he had a vasectomy after his third.
Oh, yeah.
And so the fourth was
a surprise. And this happened just after his wife had said, all right, I am cleaning out all the baby stuff. Should I? This was after child 3. And he had just had the vasectomy.
That's what she
and
calls
so,
it, baby stuff?
Yeah. The clothes... they were all boy stuff, and Dave was like, "Yes, pitch it. We don't need it.
Why would we need that?
We don't need that." And then I guess it was a week or two later they found out.
Oh my God!
Maybe he went to my urologist and he just pinched it.
So nothing other actually happened. That could have been it.
Congrats, Dave!
Congratulations.
Oh, Jacob Morgan. I love that name. I just think it's so cute. They call him Jake.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be something when your name's Jacob Morgan.
Jacob
right?
Morgan Klein.
Yeah.
No,
he sounds like
Morgan.
A lawyer.
Yeah. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be something good.
Movie star.
I'm just saying people are going to know your name. That's what's going to happen.
He sounds like a whole law firm.
He does, right? Yes.
The law offices of Jacob Morgan Klein.
Jacob Morgan. I would go there.
And Klein. So you took a nap outside today?
I did. It was sunny. And as Trish mentioned, I did have a blanket.
I thought it was a little chilly.
It was. It's a slight breeze.
I was worried.
Thank you. We're running around, and I dozed off. I was just so happy.
So nice.
Oh, it's delightful.
Did you wake up and go like, oh, God, I told Glover I'd come in and do this 2 o'clock?
No, I did. I was having a weird dream, and I woke up, and it was fine.
Do you usually take a nap?
I try, but probably once a week I get
oh,
one.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
Man, I think you'd be good at it, all those years of shift work.
I don't know. I think that I feel like I have so much to do. I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm currently in a bike phase, so I try to cycle in the day. And then if I can't get that done or if I'm doing some real estate. And then I'm also in my roller skating phase, and I took those roller skates to the park.
Fun.
And that was something. And So I'm trying to do all that stuff, and then I don't sleep.
You go to bed really early?
No. I try to do that too, Trish, but it's probably 10 o'clock is when I get to bed, and I get up at 4:40. It's not enough.
Do you race people on your roller skates in the park?
No, Dave, I am not good. I'm just trying to stay up and not be too much of an idiot. And I'm trying to skate, and I'm not even ready for the paths because they're too rolly for me. So I just stick to the road. And I found one
that seems safer.
Semi-flat road. What, Trish? The other ones go downhill, and I'm not ready.
She's in her roller skating era.
Like blades or like old school?
Old school quads, Dave, as the kids go.
Okay.
I even got the wheels that are slower for outside, so you don't roll too fast.
You know what I'm going to get you? I'm going to get you some of those tennis shoes that the wheels pop out of.
Wheelies.
Oh, no.
You can practice here.
Okay. Oh,
do you remember when we were little, though, when you couldn't afford or your parents wouldn't get you the real roller skates? You had the things that just clipped onto your shoes?
Yep.
Your tennis shoes?
Do you
remember that?
You would
buckle them on and they had wheels. It was just like the outside of a roller skate.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were horrible.
One of the worst, sweetest things my dad ever did was probably fifth, sixth grade when the skateboard craze hit. Mm-hmm. And of course, I was obsessed with, whatever everyone else was doing I wanted to do. So I wanted a skateboard. But, skateboards were fairly expensive. My dad was a working man. He was very frugal. And unbeknownst to me, he built me a scooter from scratch out of 2x4s. And it was like something that maybe Jackie Cooper in The Little Rascals would have ridden. It was just metal wheels and completely dork.
That's cute.
Completely
but
super
that's so
dork.
Sweet.
So sweet. It was so nice. And yeah.
Did you ride it in front of people?
For a couple days until I wrecked it on purpose. And I was like, I don't know. It ended up on top of a tree. I don't know.
That was your only way out, really.
What was your... go around the room. What was your, elementary school, junior high, I'm obsessed with having this, my mom and dad won't let me have it? For me, the big one was Puma tennis shoes. That was my big
holy grail. I always wanted parachute pants and never got them. Darn
that's
it.
Interesting.
We can make that happen.
Yeah, we can get you
some.
Well,
I don't want them now. I really wanted them then.
I always really wanted to take horseback riding lessons and be a horse girl, and I just was not allowed.
Aww.
That's really expensive.
It is extremely expensive. I don't think I understood that at the time. I was just like, why can't I have a horse? Just get one.
Yeah, because you kind of lived in the country, right?
So. Mm-hmm.
Aww.
But we would have had to have built a barn and a place for the horse to chill out and
just chain it in the back.
It's pricey after a while.
Just walk around.
Could have had a house horse.
I wanted a 10 speed and I didn't get it and I didn't get it and I didn't get it. And then finally I did, but I got it for Christmas, but it had a jeans seat.
Like denim, you mean?
Yes.
That's cool.
Like denim.
And that wasn't cool.
And it really wasn't.
Was that a custom
cool
item?
No.
Yeah, where did they
Huffy
get that?
Used to make those. I'm sure you can
Huffy.
Find it on the internet. And at the time, I was very excited. I thought it was great. But then you look back and think, that is not great.
That's cute.
You have a denim seat.
Jean on jean.
That's right.
So you knew mine. I had a regular bike, not great, not stupid, regular, and it got stripped, which is what we called it in South Arkansas when someone basically took your bike and took everything off it. I'll never forget finding it in the alley out back. So I went shopping for a new bike, and we went to Sears, and you guys know this story, and the very first bike I saw, again, it was like from the 20s. It had big balloon tires. It had fenders. The handlebars were wider than I could even reach. And I'm like, that one. And even my dad was like, you sure about that? Like, this is the one you want? And I'm like, yes, right now. And it was two-tone, green and yellow. It couldn't have. It was built for someone in hospice, And so I get it, and I get it home, and it's like you with the fog is.
Yeah, the fog clears.
And I'm like, what have I done? So I wrote it up with all the confidence I could muster, and all my friends are just like, what is that?
Like, they all have dirt bikes.
Well,
and
get
stuff?
This. They all had 10 speeds. So this was the era of 10 speeds. Yeah. And they're like, why wouldn't you get a 10 speed? I'm like, because I got a 50 speed. Swear to God. And of course, they all know I'm lying. They're like, like, oh, what? And I'm like, yeah, the gears are inside. They're in the tubes, the substantial tubes that you see, 10-inch diameter tubes. Oh, God.
They're inside.
And I told him it was...
They do that now, by the way. You were just ahead of your time.
I don't know why Italy was my thing, but I said it was an Italian 10-speed.
Well, that would have been cool.
When I bought Kmart Trax tennis shoes and tried to pass them off as Pumas, I said they were Italian Pumas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Italy was my go-to.
They're Pumizios.
Right. I couldn't possibly have a crush on her. I'm dating a girl in Italy. I met her while shopping for my shoes and my bike.
I'm picturing it was like a penny farthing, like one of those old timey bikes with the giant front wheel and the
I
tiny.
I bet you I can find a one. Pretty close okay. approximation.
You would have been destroyed had the internet been around.
Oh my God!
I mean, she would have been able to lie about anything.
He would have been a meme so fast.
I mean, everybody would be like, oh, let me look up this Italian bike.
What did you, with the shoes, like, did you think that no one else would go to Kmart and notice that they sold those sneakers there?
Do I, even at this age, have I impressed you with my planning?
No.
I mean, like, I really don't think things through that much.
You know, Kmart had an Italian imports section.
You're very creative, though, Dave, I will say.
Thank you.
Yes, I mean, Pumizio, I know that was Andrew, but still, this say, yes, this was made in Italy.
Can I tell you something sad, though? This one hurt. So, seventh grade, and I'm just obsessed with being popular, and you knew exactly who was popular and who wasn't. And in seventh grade math, I sat around a bunch of popular kids. Now, not all the popular kids were attractive. There is one kid, I won't say his name because I'm sure he grew into a fine man, but he was not attractive. But, you know, the attractive kids always have that mascot. They always have, like, you know, the chubby whatever mascot, and he was that. But he was mean. And I finally saved up my own money, $28.50 at JCPenney, bought my own Pumas, wore them in the next day, just like, here I am, sexual chocolate. And I sat down, and he goes, it still doesn't make you popular. You're still stupid and ugly.
That is just awful.
I don't like that kid.
Yeah,
I don't either.
Okay, I'm just going to say it.
Dox him.
He grew up to be Mark Reardon.
Okay. Makes sense.
And every time I see him in the kitchen when no one else is around, he's like, hey, Puma.
He's bullying you.
Reardon. He always has.
Yeah, Mark will do that to me now.
222 DGS. Today's my last show until next Thursday. I am heading out to Colorado to do a little bit of hiking. And I thought it was a good time to take off because Monday and Tuesday, the show is 2.5 hours because of Cardinals baseball. And then on Wednesday, no show because it's the Cardinals' final season game, regular season game. Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
This weekend, last home games.
Yeah. Really crazy.
But I bet tonight's going to be fun, though, because it's the first time Albert's back after hitting 700.
And we're going to be in the playoffs, so that's awesome. Going to be a lot of fun. Trish, introduce your segment.
Well, I was going to the bathroom the other day to put my hair in a ponytail, so I had to get my brush out of my purse, but I had to hide it because is there anything like you're embarrassed? You would be embarrassed for other people to see. Like, I love the hairbrush, obviously, that I'm using, but like the bristles are off. Some of the bristles are off, the handle's off. It looks like it's about 30 years old, and I would be very embarrassed for you two ladies to see my hairbrush, but I love it.
Yes, I understand.
So you're just familiar and...
Yes, I like how it brushes my hair because that sounds weird, but different brushes brush your hair differently.
It's true.
I gotcha.
But it's so embarrassing that I would hate for you to see my hairbrush.
Before we move on with this, can I tell you a very quick hairbrush story?
I would love it.
So 2009-ish, I think, is when we went from the diary system. Remember that for ratings?
Oh, yeah.
Where 4,000 people a month got a diary and you wrote down what you listened to. And we went from that to this stupid digital PPM thing. And I was in Florida when that happened. Now, mind you, I had been number one in the afternoon for about 6 or 7 years. Every book, every year, I didn't even look at the ratings. It's just like, give me my money. And I was just so cocky and like, I'm number one. And so they prepared me like, look, this is a new system. We don't know how it's going to go. And you could drop down number two or three. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So I don't know why I did this, But the whole family is down in Naples on vacation, and I grabbed Maureen's brush, one of those like 1980s kind of brushes, like, you know, blow dry kind of thing, to play with. And I went out on the beach and I called Jeff Allen, our boss, and he was reading through the ratings, and I had dropped from number 1 to number 9.
Ooh.
And I snapped her brush in two. Yes, I was so upset and so angry, and I'm going to sue Arbitron, and I'm going to sue everybody. And then I came walking back, and I'm like, well, that's it.
Your life's over.
This one's over.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing as you, as yours. She'd had it since, like, high school.
Oh,
and
that's terrible.
Yes.
And you ruined it.
Yep, sure did.
Oh. Well, I don't know where to go from there.
Who's got something embarrassing?
I have things that I can't let go of, but I wouldn't, like, I'm like that with blankets. Like, to get me to throw out a blanket, I don't know what you'd have to do, because I get very emotionally attached to them. But the thing that if you guys were to come over to my place, I would have to, like, hide would probably be, like, my hand towels in my bathroom, because they're always, like, covered in makeup, and they're just, they're not very nice towels, so everything, like, shows up on them. Like, I would have to put a fresh towel out. I would not let you see it, because it's just, like, it's just gross.
I have a towel thing, too, because when mine get old and thin, I like to use those to wrap my hair in.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
But my dad did not get that. He was like, why do you have these towels that are like, you know, strings are hanging? I'm like, and I would try to explain, because those are the ones you put your hair up in.
Yes. I have a pair of the world's most ancient boxer shorts, and they are actually from, you know, one of the, like, a Land's End place, and they have lobsters on them, and they have to be 25 years old. And they are threadbare, and I only wear them on vacations in Florida to cover up, you know, when you go to the beach, and I have a thumb hole through them where you pulled them up and your thumb went through, but I will not throw them out, but I will not seen with anyone with those.
That's
I would
great.
Be mortified, but that's it. But I love them so much.
Yeah.
They're the perfect amount of baggy, not too tight.
I'm not trying to be stupid or dirty. I'm not. When you say thumb hole.
Yes, from pulling them up.
I got you.
Like when you grab it on the side and it just, one day it just goes straight through.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You think that could possibly mean?
I know where mine would be. So
I was thinking with the blankets, like, I thought about this the other day. You know, you use, like, your throw blankets on your couch or whatever to cover up with, and, like, the cat sleeps on them all night. And the other night, like, I grabbed one and pulled it over myself, and I was like, this thing smells terrible. You don't think about washing it that much until it starts to stay.
I think about washing my blankets at least once every
No one ever comes to my house, but I'd be so embarrassed if somebody came over to my house and I'm like, here's this stinky blanket.
I read somewhere recently that your living room blankets are the dirtiest things in your house because of that, because people just forget to wash them.
Yeah, and I just don't think about it. I'm like, what smells in here? Oh, it's this thing that I'm covered in
now. It's this thing that's making me warm and happy.
Yeah.
234 DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday to you. I want to thank Jacob and Xavier. A couple days ago, I was crying in my beer about how, like, I don't feel connected to the audience anymore and I don't get to see you guys. And so several people emailed me, and it was just very, very sweet, very nice. And like, hey, I've been listening to you this long, and, you know, I found you in junior high, and then this, and it's really, really sweet. And it means a lot to me. So thank you guys for doing that. Craigslist Price is Right.
Yeah, we haven't played in a while. You guys want to play some Craigslist Price is Right?
Yes. Oh, I missed the game.
So I have some listings here from the St. Louis Craigslist.
That didn't hurt Reardon's feelings. It's fine.
And whoever gets closest to the listing price wins. You know, I'll actually go on Craigslist and buy this for you and bring it to you. So it's a pretty cool game. Just kidding. I'm not doing that.
I've known you for like 8 years. I just went like, was he going to buy it for us?
It's kind of exciting.
All right.
Okay.
First up, we have, this is really cool if it's real, the coronation program of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. From June the 2nd, 1953. It's in excellent condition, and it's right here in the city of St. Louis.
Wow.
How much do you think this is going for? The pictures look very legitimate on Craigslist.
So it's the program from the ceremony?
Yes.
like a pamphlet.
Can you tell me what city is from? Is it like, you know, Arnold, or is it?
It just says the city of St.
Wow,
Louis.
Okay.
She hates South County.
No, just trying to get a picture of where it's coming from.
Trying to get a picture of the cellar, are you?
It's not from Eureka, maybe. Is it? I'd have to wash it.
No, what? I did not say that.
I'm going to say $125.
That's it. I mean, that's an item.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go two.
I'm going to say $400.
What do you think, Sue?
$100 straight up.
Dave's really good at Craigslist prices right
now. Dang
it. $225.
Whoa.
I might buy that. Like, that's pretty cool.
How would you,
better
ever
hurry.
Know that's real? You know, how are you going to get the provenance on that?
He probably made it on this computer.
Yeah, we could make it look old.
Printed a bunch of.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do with it once you have it?
Oh, just throw it on the pile of crap.
Keep it in the office.
On top of the bowling ball.
Yeah.
I have like 8 unopened packages from eBay and could not tell you what's in them.
Well, let's open them.
They could be human heads. Like, I have no idea what they are.
Show and tell next Friday.
Okay, that'd be fun.
Okay, I've got a couple of Andrew items here. They're about corn. We have an antique cast iron corn stick pan. So this is really cool. It's a cast iron pan, but it has 5 corn cutouts in it that you can just throw the corn in.
I'm familiar.
It's in excellent condition, and it's from Normandy.
Throw the corn in.
Does that mean like
I don't get it.
So little mini cornbreads go in it, you think?
No, it's like cobs.
You could make cornbread in the shape of...
Oh, okay, I get it, yeah.
You could do either of those things. You could put the cob in, or you could make cornbread in the cast iron skillet. But it's cast iron with corn molding, basically.
Rachel is selling all of us and herself on this item as we speak.
Hey, she's selling me, really.
It's actually pretty great.
Corn and cornbread?
I'm going to go $50.
Okay.
Oh, dang it, Trish.
Did I take yours?
Yeah.
$80.
$25.
All right, $35.
Dave takes it again. It's $20.
Yes, Dave.
I overvalued it because it was corn.
Well, we've got another corn
cast
item.
Cast iron. I mean, that must be something.
We've got another corn item from St. Charles. This is a 10-piece ceramic corn on the cob serving set in excellent condition. No chips, no damage. It has 9 corn servers. It actually originally came with 8, but they bought an extra in case of breakage and a corn butter server.
Do they have the holders?
So these people are taking it seriously.
Like those people are corn carriers.
No holders.
They should get the holders.
So that's just one of those long things that you roll them in the butter? Is that what that is?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You know, at some point, 8 people are eating corn, and they're like, what if we break one?
Because they're special, and they don't want to... You've never bought a backup item for something like this?
Hell no!
I'm going to say $30, Rachel.
$30. That's what I was going to say.
Well, now we're even.
$50.
You said it's ceramic, right?
Yes, Dave. 50,
55.
Who was the lowest? I think it was Sue.
$30.
It was actually only $10 for this ceramic corn on the cob serving set.
That's almost $1 per ceramic corn holder.
Andrew, get on that.
I know.
You get corn for that.
For your corn family.
All right, next up, this is a Trish item here. This is a Despicable Me Minion Stuart inflatable. So it's Stuart from the Minions, LED lighting, 3.5 feet tall, indoor or outdoor use.
Trish, which one is Stuart?
You probably have
which
it.
Which one is Stuart?
The goddess one.
That was weird.
What? How tall is he?
He's 3.5 feet tall.
What are we doing right now?
And his salary
is... Is he single?
Yes, he's single. $15.
How tall is he?
He's the hottest one, you should know.
$18.
3.5 feet tall?
Yes.
$40.
I think that makes a difference.
I'm going to say $45.
Andrew was right on the nose.
Oh, $40. Nice job.
Oh, my
Stuart.
God. You get short.
Will you introduce her to him?
Yes, Stuart.
Oh, she has three or four stewards at home.
Give him my number.
She had to buy an extra steward like those people who bought an extra corn
for
thing.
For backup.
Okay, this item is out of Bridgeton, and maybe Sue would like this for the dogs. This is some of the best trimmers for your pet.
Oh.
Has all attachments. Carrying bag. Comes with DVD to help you with trimming your animals. Only used once.
Yikes.
Gross.
Trimming your animals?
Yeah, I wish
what?
They would say the must word not have gone nails well. In there. It's just trimming. It's a little disturbing.
Trimming your animals.
Hair?
That's what hair. I mean. Is it hair or nails?
It's hair.
Oh, I assume nails.
I did too, Andrew. And it has a bag.
I don't like that.
I'm saying
you don't like the used grooming set?
Well, $30.
And I don't like that they used it once. Did it kill the dog?
Yeah.
Like,
there's no need for anyone else to bid. Trish got it right on the nose. Nice.
Well, how much?
$30.
That's a lot.
All right. This is out of Kirkwood. This is a Law and Order detective board game in tin. In a tin. I hope I'm saying that.
T-I-N.
Got it.
You have the right to remain entertained on your next game night. If you do not have a great time, one will be appointed for you by this new game based on the smash hit TV crime series.
Where's that from, does it say?
Kirkwood
dorks.
It's in like new condition.
Just donate it.
But Trish, they could get $5.
It's in tin.
Is that what you're guessing?
That's what I'm saying. $5. I didn't know there was a board game. Did you know that there was a law and order?
No idea.
This is
enlightening. You know, whoever wrote that is wearing a pumpkin sweater and has a tight perm.
What'd you say, $5?
$10.
$30.
$7.50.
Dave gets it. It's $12.
Dang, Dave.
Oh my God.
Dave, don't want it.
All right, here we go. Now we're getting into the good stuff. Sorry, Camo X, this is a little risque.
Yeah.
62 total Playboy magazine collection from 2007 to 2012 in great shape. And yes, it's coming to you from Granite City. It's in excellent condition. The magazines feature people like Anna Nicole Smith, Kim Kardashian, and more. They're in pretty good shape.
Mm.
Serious buyers only.
I thought they said excellent condition.
Yeah, they
pretty,
listed,
and then we go down to pretty good shape.
I'm just reading the listing as
that's
it came to
just the Kim Kardashian issue.
I think that would be pretty up there compared to some of the other items.
Most of my shoes have been worn by another man. I buy you shoes. Mm-hmm. I have no interest in buying another person's Playboy magazine.
Yeah.
In 2022.
Yeah, right.
You got other options.
It's just for the articles,
yeah, but
though.
For the collector aspect of it.
Just for the articles.
I'm saying $150.
Wow.
I like that bit. I like it a lot.
Do you?
I'm going with $125.
Okay.
100 even.
Overbidding.
You said that it's 60 Playboys?
62.
$50.
Right on the nose.
Whoa.
I like how you review it first. You say there's 60.
Yeah.
Here's how much.
Made 62. A difference to him.
So right now, Dave has three. Andrew has two. He could tie it up with our final listing here. It's out of St. Peter's. Two porcelain dolls in good condition.
Nope.
Two porcelain dolls from Dolls by Jerry. I assume they are twins. Their names are Kevin and Karen.
Is this what the thing says?
This is exactly what it says.
We assume that they're twins.
They have always been
Jerry.
Dolls by Jerry. I assume they are twins,
Someone
Kevin
tells
and Karen.
Me those aren't Jerry's Playboys.
Have always been stored in their boxes. Great condition, even though, again, they just said good condition. Would be cool if they were painted and used as Halloween decorations. They are made entirely of porcelain.
Well, then do it.
They want you to do it.
That'd be cool.
What are you telling me for?
They want you to buy Kevin and Karen and dress them up for Halloween. Yeah, they're really creepy looking.
Are they tall or are they just like...
17 inches.
17.
That's about half the size of Stuart.
Do they have a job?
It's real big.
Are they single?
Real big piece of corn.
Yeah, how much money does Kevin make?
$27.
I like the seven on that, Trish. I don't know why.
Do
it
we know if it's
me.
Jerry selling it?
It's Dolls by Jerry as if that were a brand.
$20.
I think people are going to overestimate. They are possible twins. $30.
Andrew, what do you think?
Well, assuming they're twins, I will say $5.
Actually, wait, they're $40, so I think Sue takes it, but Dave wins the game because he got the most.
Ding, ding, ding. Kevin and Karen.
Possibly twins.
I got to look up this Dolls by Jerry. Jerry with a J?
Jerry with an I.
Dolls by Jerry McLeod.
Jerry with a J and an I.
Dolls by Jerry.
Why would you say possible? Why wouldn't you just say they're twins?
Yeah.
Because they're dolls and there's no
truth
way they're
in
twins.
Advertising.
Oh. I found one named
God.
Adriana.
How much
that's
did
really...
they?
$40. And they've
they
always
need to
been
up
in the box.
That because I just Googled it and Kevin and Karen came up and this person's selling them for $220.
Oh, wow.
What?
Like it, acting like it's a limited edition. Karen and Kevin. That's what it says.
Is that on eBay, though? Because people do that on eBay. People like overvalue things.
Are they painted?
I'm going to show it to you, but I'm going to warn you because it's a scary.
Holy.
I told you they were creepy looking.
It's the eyes.
Now,
boy, howdy.
Kevin and Karen have clothes in that scenario. They were unclothed in the Craigslist.
Maybe that's why they're
listing.
So cheap.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
The eyes.
Where did the clothes
look
go?
Look at the eyes.
I'm going to need that sound. 252. Man, what happened to Mark Zuckerberg? He lost almost $100 billion this year. And there's a rumor he's going to fight in a UFC match.
Oh, wow.
What?
And he personally didn't say this, but Meta said this. And I read an article about it. Very interesting. By 2050... most people will not be having natural children because your metaverse child will be so realistic that you will no longer need a flesh and blood child, which will fight overpopulation. And so you'll just put on the glasses or put on the electrode or whatever, and you'll be in your world with your kids who are in that world all the time. But here's kind of the rub, that if it's really that advanced AI, would those children be in some way sentient, as in they are experiencing their world even when you're not there, and then you come walking in, they're like, mommy. So
you just said a whole lot.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the UFC match. So did he lose the $100 million because of Meta?
Oh, forget about that. Let's just talk about the kids. Like, that's the only interesting part.
Wait, did he actually say, this is how I think it will be? We're all going to have Meta kids?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is he losing
vicious? By 2050.
Touch with reality?
I am, like, having a hard time. Like, how is that different from Farmville or, you know, your fake farm and your crops that you grow on Facebook? Like, I'm not getting how that is any more real. Except that you have the virtual reality headset and it feels like you're there more.
I think that's it.
That's
I think
a good
that
question.
It's supposedly from this article, it's so realistic that it would be almost like when you have a hyper realistic dream and you wake up and you're shocked that this is the real world, not that. So when you put this thing on, you would know that you're in a metaverse. Like at any point you could get out. You're not trapped there, but it's so realistic that you just give into it. And you live with these virtual children of yours.
Yeah, and it raises, like, ethical questions because it's like, how close to real does something have to be for it to have some kind
of,
rights. Like, yeah, rights and emotional value to, like, the greater person or society? Like, if you commit murder, of course, in the metaverse that's extremely similar to the real world. I mean,
can you control who's in the metaverse? In other words, if I have these metaverse children, who is controlling them? You see what I mean?
I think
am I creating my own world? In other words, can I control everybody's actions?
I think so, but I think that it's more meant to have these incredibly crazy, complicated quantum mechanic algorithms to where they have their own personalities. And that's what's so intriguing about it is you can interact with people who have their own minds, but then that lives right next door to they have their own minds. And what if you decide just to delete them one day?
Yeah, because you at the end of the day, you're a customer. So if something's not going great in the metaverse, you should be able to.
No, I'm saying just like push a button. And,
yeah, I thought you were like pointing like,
sorry.
Stop talking. I was like, okay, sorry.
Your fake kids or your real kids in the fake world age and get married and have kids of their own.
It depends on how you set it up.
Then then in the real world, doesn't it sound like a bad movie where people are just lined up with all those on their faces and you can just come in as a real person and rob them blind or kill them or do, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you
know what Sue's planning.
That's like a turn.
Sue's making arrangements.
It sounds like
mark this off. Couples massage with Sue. No.
It just sounds like a bad movie.
Yeah, it does sound like Mark Zuckerberg has not seen The Matrix because it's like he's trying to get us to go there. I think it's so ambitious for them to say something like that because we all have seen images from the metaverse as it exists now, and it's terrible. Yes. It's like no one wants to go there. It looks so goofy. So, I mean, if they really think it'll get that advanced.
And this article was not Zuckerberg. This was a different company. But I think that's why they're fudging to 2050, thinking that by 2050... You can have virtual kids.
By 3,000,
by 2050, you'll all have forgotten I said this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.